Vermont is the only state in New England with no ocean coastline. But every year, ocean birds visit the Green Mountain State as they migrate over Lake Champlain. Vermont Public's Lexi Krupp joined a group of birders who went out in search of seabirds.
Everything you see here right now are ring-billed gulls, different age classes. Okay. Is this coming in? It's coming in fast. Oh, another ring-billed gull.
Chip Darmstadt of Burlington stands on the deck of the University of Vermont's research vessel. It's a bright, cloudless morning in September, and today's trip is more of a pleasure cruise than scientific expedition. Two dozen passengers are armed with binoculars and cameras looking for birds you might expect to find over the Atlantic, not some 200 miles away in Vermont. There's a strategy for attracting these ocean birds to the boat. Someone stands on the stern, tossing out cheese puffs. It doesn't take long for a flock of gulls to gather. And with these gulls comes the possibility of other, more rare birds, like the parasitic Jaeger. It looks like a big gull, about the size of a crow.
Well, just the name, parasitic Jaeger, you know, they're known for being kleptoparasites. They harass other birds and steal their food. So part of the reason to chum for the gulls is the gulls might attract other more rare gulls, but also Jaegers if they're in the neighborhood.
And I didn't know that gulls like cheese puffs.
Oh, yeah. Who doesn't, you know?
These boat rides started about a decade ago, organized by a birder named Alan Strong. He's a professor at the University of Vermont, where he studies bird ecology and conservation. He knew that migrating birds use Lake Champlain as a passageway to the ocean, and he wanted to try to see them.
Things like northern gannets or scoters, red-throated loons. These are birds that even if you're on the Atlantic coast, you don't actually see all that often. So it's really very cool.
He's been leading the trips every year. He says some have been sort of boring. And then there's other days.
There have been some of those days where the rare birds, in particular the Jaegers that we're looking for, have, you know, literally been flying right around the boat or landed right beside the boat, and it's just awesome.
The Jaegers. A bunch of people talked about why these birds are so special, like Bernard Foy of Danville.
So here we're really hoping for the Jaegers, which are also really quite amazing because they've come quite a few thousand miles to get here.
For one thing, they're kind of rare here, but it's really exciting when you see them. And then they're not very nice. Like if a gull has some food, they'll go after the gull and make them drop it, and they'll steal it.
Rue Slagle from Belvedere has been coming on these trips for years.
One year, I think we counted, it was near 200 loons. It's like, what? That many loons? So you never know what you're going to see.
For Rue, that not knowing what you're going to see, it sort of changed her life.
It makes getting up in the morning kind of more fun. Especially this time of year.
Everything's migrating right now. Warblers, hawks, shorebirds, seabirds, yeah. So this is the time to be out for sure.
That's Chip Darmstadt again. And there's something magical about all these birds traveling thousands of miles to make for warmer climes. Here's Bernard Foy.
It's still just mystifying to me that something so small like a ruby-throated hummingbird can cross continents and cross the Gulf of Mexico. It doesn't seem possible, you know? It's just a miracle of nature.
After 4 hours of cruising Lake Champlain, the crew didn't see any Jaegers. But there were migrating shorebirds, like red-necked phalaropes and ruddy turnstones. A bald eagle flew across the lake, and hundreds of cormorants lined the rocky cliffs of the Four Brothers Islands.
Right there.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Back of the boat.
For Vermont Public, I'm Lexi Krupp.
See, now we know what's going to happen.